We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride, let's roll, baby, competition terrified. Coach Reed, Travis Kelce, Tyree, Chris Jones, Tyron Matthew,
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is, of course, Chiefs Kingdom Come, or is it coming with an apostrophe?
Top 40 no pop G. hit in Kansas City.
I'm sure it is. And Kevbo coming has been playing it.
With an apostrophe.
Yeah, he's been playing it all coming morning, and he said that he's just looking for spots to play it. So there he's ruined the end of the show, too.
Yes, he has.
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yes, we certainly appreciate you listening. Thanks to Dustin.
Coach Reed, Travis, yeah.
Dustin Rhodes. Matthew, and thanks to Kevin.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride.
I don't even want to thank Ray for fear of what's going to happen. Ray, you know I love you, but this guy won't stop.
United, oh, boy. Under one goal. Gonna win the Super Bowl.
Oh boy, that is some real great lyrical work.
You can tell him it's the sign. Could be singing that in Kansas City for 3 years.
Delighted to welcome in our friends, chums, companions, our wonderful, wonderful friends.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, guys.
I thought the Minnesota Vikings thing that Prince did was bad.
Oh, that's one of my favorite ever.
What the
Russian national anthem?
It's just this horrible song. It was so funny, you know. I mean, I was saying like, L.A. Superchargers. Remember that one?
Oh, yes,
love that one. That's one of my all time favorite disco era. My favorite ever was back in the day that I believe it was the Michael Stanley band did Cavs Basketball. And I used to sit there and listen to it when I was covering the NBA. And it was like, Cavs Basketball, tonight's the night. And I mean, it would
sounds like
double
Monster
over.
Mash.
It was so like power rock ballad, you know.
Right.
Absolutely fantastic.
My favorite was the Houston Oilers.
Houston Oilers.
Yeah, that was the best one. Bum Phillips was the coach. Earl
Those
Campbell,
teams were
the running
great.
Back. Dan Pastorini, the quarterback.
I had a cousin who lived in Omaha who was obsessed with those Oilers teams. Like his whole life, it was Kenny Burrow?
Yeah, Kenny Burrow.
And I mean, just the Robert Brazil and
number 52.
The colors and
Billy
Bum
White
Phillips.
Shoes Johnson.
Oh, all of it.
Yeah, those were the best uniforms. That kind of powder blue. Yeah, I had a 34 Earl Campbell jersey, I think it was.
Oh boy, yeah.
Or maybe it was a.
He
didn't
was.
He have like
just so powerful, and then you see him now. I mean, the guy crippled himself running people over. My God. Yeah. But he was great, Earl Campbell.
Oh, but I mean, if you just want to geek out on highlights and go into one of these YouTube rabbit holes, just watching him, the run against the Rams, where he knocks three guys over like bowling pins. They literally tear his jersey off. I mean, they're trying to stop it.
Did they have tearaway jerseys?
Wasn't that a deal for a while? Okay.
Greg Pruitt, number 34 on the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Browns, yeah.
Not to be confused with Mike Pruitt, who followed him later.
And he was 43.
Also a 1,000-yard rusher. Yeah. Greg Pruitt.
Or Mickey Pruitt.
From
obscure,
the Bears.
Yeah.
Number 52.
That's correct.
Yeah, they would... That Greg Pruitt was... He changed the game. They had to put a rule in because he had like these paper jerseys. He'd go through eight of them in a game, and they would just come off, and you couldn't tackle them. So, like, yeah, you probably can't do this anymore. Definitely not allowed.
Seems unfair.
Guys, we're apparently getting breaking news on Twitter, and ESPN is reporting that Chris Bryant lost his grievance. The outcome.
Oh, is that right?
And
all
then
right.
Bob Nightingale, 19 seconds ago, outcome was certainly expected, but now official. Chris Bryant loses his grievance against the Cubs and will remain a free agent after the 2021 season. Instead of a year earlier, Jeff Passan was the first to report.
That's what Riz told me.
Okay, so this makes it more likely
that Scooter Jeanette signed.
More likely that he brings enough value in a trade.
Sure.
Yeah, because he's got 2 years of value.
Yeah.
This is the question we were talking about yesterday. The Cubs and Cubs fans had a potential win this offseason, and it was with Bryant losing his grievance. It's just that that win doesn't come along with any fun.
At 9:05 a.m. on January 29th, the Cubs offseason has begun.
Wow.
It's taking a long time.
I mean,
they're not the only team waiting to make their big moves.
Here's the thing. We were talking about it after the show off the air yesterday, that knowing how methodical Theo and Jed are, the flow charts are set. The flow charts were set for win grievance, lose grievance. We've had this conversation. We've laid the groundwork. They've got every other team's prospect list. They've got all their pro personnel people who've been over, all these minor league guys. So I don't know if something was already prefabricated and ready to just pick up the phone now and push a button on it.
Pages have curled up and yellowed.
Yeah,
on that
because
list.
Where's that list?
Scroll. Exactly.
Go down to the basement.
That's
and
how long it's been.
Which prospects for those? Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah. Where in that list, though, was signing Jeremy Jeffress and Steven Souza? I mean, because that seemed to be almost an overreaction to not knowing what you were going to, you know, be getting in the way of news on this ruling.
That's going to be the effort. Once the Bryant trade is made, and I think it will happen.
How soon?
Why wouldn't it happen very soon?
This week?
You know, why wouldn't it happen this week? You've waited this long to start your offseason clock. You've waited this long for this big piece of information.
You know which Braves prospects actually want. You know which ones they're trying to push on you.
You know how the Dodgers want to work things out. You've called the Rockies to see if there's a third team wants to get involved.
9:10, the trade's announced.
I mean, at this point.
What took so long?
You know, you called up Bryant the moment the clock came in your favor, right? The moment you were able to bring him up and save that extra year, you brought him up. Why wouldn't you trade him the moment you find out what his value is? Why wouldn't you have this?
Stop it.
It sounds like she's doing a really bad Avril Lavigne. Like that's,
stop it.
In other words, Avril Lavigne?
Yeah, go. You stop it with Avril.
Who else is on that team?
Can you hear me cringing? Like, is that audible?
Yes.
I just can't remember. Who's on that team, Kevin? Who exactly is on that team?
Coach Reed, Travis Kelce, Tyree, Chris Jones, Tyron Matthew, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I know you're right.
Why the deference to call him Coach Reed, too? Okay.
And D is too many syllables.
Yeah,
it affects the rhyming lyricism of the song. I don't know.
Yeah, which would have really thrown off the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Once that integrity is compromised, forget it.
We can't sell this.
Well, I got to tell you, I am relieved to hear this is over.
I'm a little sad.
Oh,
I'm a little sad.
Why?
No, I'm a little sad.
Because you think
they're going to trade Chris Bryant, and I don't like that idea. I mean, I understand it, and I get it, but the idea that the Cubs are going to actually trade a guy in his prime, approaching his prime.
We can argue that one when it happens.
We will.
But resolution, finally.
I get it. Well,
you know, this has been the Hamlet of off seasons. Utter inaction. It's time to start murdering people.
We've
Let's
been
go.
Wandering the windswept ramparts of Elsinore talking to ghosts.
There you go.
We have to get some Martin
Don't you want to find out now what took so long? I mean, wouldn't you love?
I told you that guy was down. Where was he? Did you say the Caymans or Barbados or something? That guy was on vacation.
He just had bad reading habits.
No,
he just read page, fall asleep.
I had prepaid for the trip. I couldn't.
Yeah, so he realizes they didn't forward.
I don't know that
email.
I want to know what took so long.
I'm fascinated. How close was it? How do you not know?
Yes.
You got to know.
I'm sure there's going to be a written ruling. I mean, there has to be some sort of written ruling where I wonder how that would affect anybody negotiating the next collective bargaining agreement is going to want to know the actual language of the decision to find out
correct
how,
grammar and no misspellings.
I want to see the transcript.
Well, you're going to get the Players Association out there
for
in the next
months.
20, 25 minutes or so saying this is horrible and it's just a shame that it's obvious that the Cubs manipulated this clock without the best interests of the collective bargaining agreement in mind. You're going to hear all this stuff from Tony Clark. And yet that's going to be their spin on things.
Sure, but
it's all about the transcript.
But in the ruling, the arbitrator may say it could be on a technicality. It could be that, yeah, this is – it's clear that they were doing this to maintain control, but they're allowed to because by the letter of the law, exactly. By what was collectively bargained. They didn't do anything untoward.
But why couldn't you have said that after seeing it initially? Because I think that was one of the arguments.
That's the reason I need to see what took so long. Because if they end up saying, well, by the letter of the law, this was always okay, then it shouldn't take this long to determine what the letter of the law is.
Unless they were on vacation.
I prepaid.
I like that theory.
I
love
that
idea. I like that idea. Yeah. I bought the ticket. They weren't going to take any money back.
The cruise began.
I couldn't help. One of the bathrooms wasn't working, and they towed us back in, and then
I
got a free cruise as a result.
And bad shrimp.
So I heard your discussion about the Tribune and the era we find ourselves in. I'm really mindful, David, too, of, and obviously you've been just a complete class act throughout this entire process, and it's obvious. But this sort of elegiac way we're talking about the industry,
right?
To me, and where it all fits in, and where the new owners of the Tribune fit in. Mike Kellums, who I follow on Twitter, who's a wonderful guy, a really bright guy, he had a string of like 17 tweets about the significance of the Wake of the News position.
Yeah,
and that's just how sort of august a position it's been, and how important it's been in my life as a sports fan.
Right,
growing up with it, every day. I mean, that was a thing. That was a tone setter. That was how you started your day thinking about sports and having that first opinion.
That's why, you know, as much as I can talk about it, understanding it and accepting it, there's a little bit of sadness there because, you know, there's just reality is I was a 17th guy to do this job. So there have been 17 people who have done this job in the history of the Chicago Tribune Sports Department, and now there's nobody. And that's a little sad. And I don't know that there's going to be somebody that replaces me. I certainly hope that there is. And I think Mike, who was the guy who gave me the opportunity back in 2009, I think he stated it well, is that, you know, there's a sense of like loss, and there's a sense of history that you want to maintain. And I don't know what's going to go into their decision. I know every decision that I'm aware of that's being made at the Chicago Tribune is economic at this point. And certainly that's part of what, you know, I found out yesterday. So there is a sadness for people that care deeply about the newspaper industry, what's going on in the newspaper industry.
Yeah, I understand a lot of the forces at work, and I understand that how private equity has become demonized for a lot of very understandable and correct reasons. I also think that the idea of chopping down trees and grinding them into a pulp and covering them with ink and gassing up trucks to bring the ground up trees to people is preposterous and unsustainable. It's preposterous. I understand that too. But then when I look at the larger forces and understanding what an organization like the Tribune, like the Washington Post, like the New York Times, that what they mean to communities to hold power accountable with not just sports, I'm saying far beyond sports.
Look at how those places and those communities have invested in journalism, though. You won't see that, and you have not seen that here.
Correct.
You know, I got to tell you, read that sports section today. Just take a look.
Oh, I have.
Look. But have you seen where the stories are coming from?
Yes.
So that to me is the rich irony that you know, you got a guy of like David, of what he's achieved, and look at all the wire service copy. Look at all the you know, I think Bill Plaschke's in there.
He is.
Great writer in L.A. A couple of New York Post stories in there. I'm just telling you, it's a different world we're living in.
AP, yeah, just New look York at it. Daily
I think
News.
There were three original.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying, that's not the paper we grew up with.
So there was a sense of inevitability to yesterday, you know, that you expected it, you went through it, and you understood it. But yeah, it's unfortunate. the way everything is headed in journalism and the newspaper industry especially. So
I know there will be next things, and there will always be places for content. There will always be places for talented observers and writers and journalists to do what they do. It's just my lingering fear. Talking about it in the sports context is one thing, but there is an importance for the role in local communities. And even, you know, like you follow Block Club Chicago.
Oh, God.
Connor, when we talk about
fantastic.
Like the real gritty level, like the granular level of this is happening here, this is happening in this community, to have places to go to have people who can shine the disinfecting sunlight on areas that need it. When that goes away is when we really need to be fearful. And I hope that Chicago can do what some of these other communities have done to rally behind the need for this kind of independent press.
Me too, and thank you.
What have you today, Gentles?
Well, now we've got baseball news, obviously. Yeah. So we're going to start with that. We're going to start with some of the stuff the Cubs are doing because here in the middle of Super Bowl week, Mike Florio will be with us at 10, midday midway at 10:40, Hub Arkish at 11. And not only do we have a chance to win $1,000 in cash, we got a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Wrigley on July 27th.
Wow.
GNR Wrigley Field. Why are you laughing?
I can't help it.
What?
I just think of that song, that November Sweet Child guy? Of Mine song, oh, and the whole, it's just amusing.
I always think of Terry on that, sitting next to Slash on like the New York to LA hey, flight. Just those, he tells a story, those two guys next to each other.
They just chatted the whole way.
On a cross-country flight.
Neither of them listening to the other.
Terry Bores and Slash. Hey, buddy.
Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
Coach Ray, Travis Kelce, Tyree, Chris Jones, Tyron Matthew, Patrick Mahomes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.